Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Good morning. Oh boy, do I love this particular story. Does your teenager have a texting problem? Well, teenagers use text messaging more than any other mode of communication. And even on most of their voicemails, if you actually call one of them, then they say, texting me would be better. And now I'm starting to even see friends of mine in my age group saying, or send me a text. I can't stand it because, as you know, I'm not a huge texter, so that's not something that I am very huge on anyway. They are now saying that texting, young kids who check their phones continually, snap if you interrupt them. That's so true. They're so preoccupied with texting that they skip sleep and don't get their work done, may be compulsive texters. A new study says, how many of you does this apply to? How many of you have kids? Mine get mad at me if I interrupt them while they're texting. They have their phones near them until I pull them away while they're laying in bed. For girls, compulsive texting is more than just a distraction. It's also associated with lower academic performance. This study hits my house right exactly because my daughter, who is a straight A student, has her grades slipped a little bit at the beginning of this year until I took her phone away because she was texting all the time. Group chat. The study of more than 400 8th and 11th graders found that many teenage texters had a lot in common with compulsive gamblers, including losing sleep because of texting, problems cutting back on texting, and lying to cover up the amount of time they spend texting. Do I have to say any more about this? I swear to God, this particular study, it's published online in the Psychology of Popular Media Culture on October 5th. It was published. Hits me exactly where my family lives. How many of you does it hit exactly where your family lives? Let's start looking at our kids and seeing what they're doing and seeing if they've got an obsessive problem with texting, because now these studies are telling us that this is compared to, it's associated with lower academic performance and sleep issues and sleep problems and irritability. Listen, I mean, that's exactly what they say about any addiction. And gambling is what they are associating with. So this is kind of huge in my book and something that's really, really important. Now, in this next one, people who order coffee black are more likely to be psychopaths, than this from one of my producers. What an interesting story. It said, are you interviewing for a job or dating someone new? No matter, this is from HuffPost. What your circumstances, it may be time to start paying attention to how people around you order their coffee. Because this study published in the journal Appetite revealed that people who like their coffee black are more likely to possess antisocial and psychopathic personality traits. So this is a moment for us to sit back and think, who do you know who likes their coffee black? Well, my husband, for one, drinks his coffee black. I've always wondered about that too, because it's pretty strong. I like a little bit of milk or half and half or almond milk in there. And this research comes from the University of Innsbruck in Austria, and they examined the taste preferences of 1,000 people, and they found that those who preferred the more bitter notes in foods like black coffee scored higher on personality questionnaires that assessed Machiavellianism. Check it out. So personalities that are dark, psychopathic, narcissistic, and sadistic. Dig it. People who order coffee black are more likely to be psychopaths. So take a moment, think about the people who order coffee black that you know, and decide if their personality traits are a little bit darker, a little bit narcissistic. How interesting. Well, we have a great show coming up for you today, so stay tuned and stay well.